ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's been an eventful start to the week in Papua New Guinea, where there's been a significant development in the much-anticipated Commission of Inquiry into that controversial offshore bank loan valued at $1.3 billion that was taken out by PNG government back in 2014. Meanwhile, the current government of the day has announced that it's terminated the controversial Australian company Paladin's contract. It runs the refugee process centre on Manus Island. So we will cover both of these stories. But first, a retired Australian judge has been appointed to that commission of inquiry investigating whether the PNG government breached its own constitution and laws of the country by taking out the loan from the Australian branch of the Swiss bank UBS, used that money to buy shares in the ASX-listed company Oil Search. PNG's Ombudsman Commissions previously labelled the deal as highly inappropriate and had recommended several senior figures, including the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill and the current PM James Marape, be further investigated. The Commission's chairman is Sir Salomo Ingio. He's warned there could be a significant budget blowout for the Commission now after they decided to appoint the retired Justice John Gilmore QC from Australia and also other overseas counsel to help oversee this inquiry. He says the appointment of overseas staff was necessary. Indeed, the original appointments had been criticised by some, including the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, for not including a foreign commissioner.
The appointment of overseas commissioner and counsel was made necessary given the international dimensions of the UBS transactions. That will mean that I will remain as a chairman of the Commission of Inquiry together with Commissioner John Gilmore.
The preliminary hearings for that Commission of Inquiry are expected to begin on September 19th. Now, staying in PNG, because the other big news yesterday, as I mentioned, was the announcement by the country's immigration authority that it's terminated the contract of the company Paladin from that has been running the processing centre of refugees on Manus Island. Our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting, joins me now. Nat, why has the PNG government terminated this contract, and is it actually been done in coordination with Australia?
Well, Kat, this really fits with what we have been seeing. For the last few months, we've had both the PNG and Australian governments talk about winding up of the processing on Manus. It has been a focus of the new government, and this really fits with that. They've announced that they've terminated this contract with Paladin. Also, I understand NKW Holdings, which is a PNG company. So Paladin will finish up at the end of November, which is about a month earlier than what had otherwise been expected. They had their contract extended until the end of December. This termination notice means they'll finish a month earlier, and that's in line with when the PNG government thinks the processing on Manus Island will come to an end, so there won't be a need for their services. It has been done in coordination with the Australian government. Obviously, it's the Australian government who actually holds these contracts. And they've released a statement supporting this and saying that the services won't be needed.
Well, as you mentioned, there really is all part of the winding down of what has been a six-year operation of refugees or asylum seekers being processed and held there on Manus Island. Those deemed to be refugees, we understand, are being sent primarily to the capital, Port Moresby. So what does that mean for the status of this processing centre? Is it all just going to shut down come November?
Well, that's the plan. The PNG Immigration and Citizenship Authority says there are only 64 men left on Manus Island. As you say, we have been seeing more refugees being moved to Port Moresby. They're being encouraged to move here. What their future will be long term still is up in the air, really, as some of them are still going through the US process where they may be resettled in the US. But for the refugees who have failed in their bid to get to the US, it's unclear if they'll have other options or if they're just going to be integrated into the community here in Port Moresby. We've obviously also seen non-refugees being transferred to the capital, and 53 of them are now being kept in the Bomana Detention Centre. So we are seeing that move continue. There are still questions around what will happen long term. And then obviously there's the facilities themselves on Manus. The immigration authority says that the main East Loringau Transit Centre, accommodation centre, is going to be turned into an education facility for the Manus community. Again, we're still waiting to hear exactly what that will involve. And the Immigration Department is also saying that they're going to start their own tender process shortly to find a PNG-led solution for service delivery for this remaining refugee cohort.